I am Pranessa Seal, the founder and CEO of The Balm in Gilead. The Balm in Gilead is a not-for-profit, non-governmental organization with an international mission to mobilize and educate churches throughout the African diaspora to address HIV. African people, African Americans here in the United States, the Caribbean, and our brothers and sisters living on the mother continent of Africa are disproportionately affected by HIV. One in every 50 black men here in the United States infected with HIV. One in every 160 black women living in the United States infected with HIV. The Caribbean island, the second highest rate of HIV infection in the world, second only to the continent of Africa. Over 20 million Africans infected with HIV on the mother continent. African people, we must do everything that we can to stop the spread of HIV. You have a role to play. Our churches have a role to play. Educate your children. Talk to the people on your job. Let's make every church a center for AIDS education. The video you are about to see is a part of a historical series of historical sermons by renowned pastors in the United States addressing HIV. Thank you for your work in stopping the spread of HIV, and thank you for supporting The Balm in Gilead.
Thank you for that generous introduction, Dr. Forbes. To my brothers and sisters in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Black Church is being challenged as never before to confront this scourge, this epidemic, this work of the devil that is rife among our people. And I believe that the Word of God has something to say to us at this point of our need and at this juncture in our history as God's people. In the 21st chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, in verses 12 through 14, these words are found, and I'm reading from the Contemporary English Version of the Bible. Jesus went into the temple and chased out everyone who was selling or buying. He turned over the tables of the money changers and the benches of the ones who were selling doves. He told them, "The scriptures say, my house shall be called a place of worship, but you have turned it into a place where robbers hide." Blind and lame people came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. Blind and lame people came to Jesus in the temple, and he healed them. Dear Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Dear God, my strength and my redeemer, receive this, my prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the church say, amen. Amen. Black churches making room for Jesus, making room for healing. Black churches making room for Jesus, making room for healing. The temple was a special place for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He was brought up according to the strictures of the Jewish religion. And when he was about to commence, when he was about to start his ministry, after coming out of the wilderness, St. Luke tells us that Jesus returned to his hometown, Nazareth, and he ascended the pulpit, and he turned to the book of Isaiah, and he said, "The Spirit of God has come to me, because he has chosen me to tell the good news to the poor. The Lord has sent me to announce freedom to prisoners, to give sight to the blind, to free everyone who suffers, and to say, this is the year the Lord has chosen." And then Jesus, upon descending the pulpit, went out into Nazareth and to the neighboring communities and began to heal people. So the temple was a special place for Jesus. That's why when Matthew records, when Jesus comes up to Jerusalem, to the temple, and he sees out there in the courtyard, he sees the money changers and the raffle ticket sellers and all of the people who have allowed mammon to invade the sacred place of God's house. Jesus, he caught an attitude and he got mad, and he must have taken off his belt, or he must have reached down and he found a stick, or he must have just grabbed something, and he began to whip and he began to aim at the money changers and the robbers, and he said, "Make room for Jesus, because it is written that my house shall be called a house of worship. It shall be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a place where robbers hide." The black church is being challenged as never before. We have to make room. You know, Jesus is very sensitive about making room for him. You know, when he was born, when his mother was about to give birth, his father went rapping on the door of the Holiday Inn, and the innkeeper said, "There's no room in the inn, and your baby will have to be born in the..." So Jesus, he's mighty sensitive. About making room. So when he saw the money changers and the robbers and the raffle ticket sellers and the people who were selling chances and the churches that were running buses down to Atlantic, make room for Jesus. Get out of the way. Jesus is coming. So Jesus, he said to the money, "Get out of the way. Get out of my temple. Get off these premises. You are trespassers. The mammon has no place as a predator here on these sacred grounds." And the Bible, it's fascinating how Matthew deals with this, because as Jesus, as he rids the courtyard, as he rids the temple of the money changers, after the money changers have gone, after room has been made for Jesus, now that people could look to Jesus and not to the turtle doves that were being sold. Now that people could look to Jesus and not the high priests who were on their ego trips. Now that people could look to Jesus and not to the stained glass windows. Now that people could look to Jesus and not look at the doctors and the lawyers and the business executives and the millionaires on the church. Now that people could look to Jesus. Now that the church has made room for Jesus, then the blind, then the lame. Jesus says, make room for the blind. Make room for the lame. Make room for the people with cancer. Make room for the people with hypertension. Make room for people with hepatitis C. Make room for the people with HIV. Make room. Because I am Jesus. For I have come to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Make room for Jesus, so the blind and the lame might be healed.
Thank you.